This is a video about how to make the next 100 days in your life the best days ever. And the reason this is important is because I've done all these challenges at this point, right? Like how to change your life in 7 days, in 30 days. I live like Marcus Aurelius for 30 days. But even 30 days is not enough to get some substantial result. I've come to realize though that 100 days, that's the parameter to go for, where it's short enough where you just see 3 months around the horizon, it's gonna be amazing. But it's long enough where you actually start to get meaningful results. And that's what this video is all about. We're actually going to crush it in the next 100 days. The first idea is that you should make every single day exactly the same. This is a systems-based approach to success. Back in the day, I would have told you like the first idea should always be to set goals, right? Set the goals. But what I've come to realize is that your system and your daily conduct, whatever daily routine you've set for yourself, is far more important than the goals you have. We all have the same kind of vibe of goals, some business goal or financial goal, maybe a health goal and a relationship goal. And then maybe you have goals around skill acquisition or whatnot, but your goals tend to fall under some basic parameters. What matters more is the schedule you set for yourself, right? And you probably know how your brain works. Like for me, my schedule starts at 7:30 a.m. I take an hour just to get mentally organized, have a coffee, wash up, and then I go straight to the gym, okay? And the reason I go straight to the gym first thing every morning is because it's hard for me to have motion and clarity in my life without that morning workout. By that, I mean 7 days a week. I don't take a rest day. One day a week is like active recovery, but I'm still walking or jogging or doing yoga because I don't think my brain works if I haven't moved first thing in the morning, if I haven't seen sunlight first thing in the morning. And so I made a schedule entirely around that, and I don't question it. Like I try not to feel guilty about the fact that I don't allow anyone to take a meeting with me between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. because I'm like, that's just my time to do the workout. So the morning starts off with mental clarity, the workout, then I meditate, eat lunch, shower up, and then my day actually starts at 1 p.m. every day. There was a time where I thought, fuck, this is self-indulgent. I'm like not even getting to work properly until 1 p.m. But honestly, I am a YouTuber. Part of the job is just looking sexy. And so like you have to go to the gym first thing in the morning. From 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., I do deep work. And on a day-to-day basis, that might look like different things, but that's my only commitment to myself. Just 3 hours of deep work a day. And then 4 to 7 p.m. is usually meetings or a B-roll shoot, some kind of videography shoot. 7 p.m. onward, I eat dinner and just hang out, watch a movie, or make social plans 3 or 4 nights a week. That's it. There's a little bit of variability within some of those time blocks. Maybe one evening I'm climbing, another I'm watching a movie or getting dinner with a friend, but the general beats of the day are exactly the same and I don't question them. I know what I'm doing every hour of every day because each day is perfectly planned. Even the meals are now perfectly planned. I eat like the same 7 foods every day. So much of your life is probably spent in some kind of existential dread. And I can say this because I often have felt existential dread despite being very high performing. So if I'm feeling it, I'm sure a lot of people are feeling it. And you just have this feeling of like, am I doing the right thing at this hour of the day? But if you give yourself a schedule and you just force yourself to stick to it every single day, for those 100 days, you're not allowed to question the schedule. You just have to do the schedule. And then after the 100 days are up, maybe you can reevaluate, maybe something needs to be changed or tweaks. But I found this to be very, very effective. You don't question your schedule for your 100 days. Which brings me to principle number 2, enter robot mode. I deeply believe in listening to your instincts. As an artist, as a creative, as a YouTuber, being in touch with my emotions is a very useful thing. It's very important, actually. It's a really important part of the job. But I don't think emotions are helpful when it comes to task completion. It's not helpful when it comes to getting things done. And yet when I have set a schedule, I often still find myself questioning the schedule even though I told myself not to. So I invented this concept called robot mode. Like I tell myself, like, dude, you are a robot. You are an android. And then I'll like play some music from Blade Runner 2049 or something. And then I'll look at the schedule and I'm like, listen, you fucking robot, like go do what's on this day. Don't question if like, oh, but maybe I shouldn't be watching my friends play tonight. No, do the freaking thing. And I do what I can to logistically lock in my schedule. For instance, I have a personal trainer 6 days a week. I meet Austin at 9:15 at the gym pretty much every single day. The reason for that is like 100% accountability for the schedule I'm supposed to live up to. But on the odd week where he's like away, he's like on a trip to Arizona or something, I have to get myself to the gym and I still find myself questioning it sometimes because I think to myself, well, you know, Alex Hormozi, he just wakes up and he goes straight to work. And maybe that's what I need to be doing because these are my most mentally clear hours in the day, right? So I need to actually just get straight to work and I'll do deep work first thing thing in the morning. But with my psyche, it just doesn't work. Like if I try to go straight into deep work without working out and meditating, I'll just end up like looking at watches that I want to buy or like shopping for shoes, like just a bunch of dumb stuff. So I have to stick to the schedule that's been set for me. So I say to myself, we're not here to optimize. The schedule has been set. Enter fucking robot mode and just do it. I don't care how you feel, just do it. One of my coaching clients, he told me, you know, this actually sounds like a stoic philosophy. Like I was like, I don't know what that is. Like I didn't read a book on stoicism and come up with this idea. I came up with it because like my life demanded it, because I often feel this existential dread about the work I'm doing. So I said, hey, screw it. We're going robot mode. And even though I made it up, I think it's actually very game changing. You create the schedule, right? Now tell yourself you're a robot and just do the schedule, no matter what. It's here I want to take a pause to talk about the sponsor of today's video, which is the Captain Sinbad YouTuber Group Coaching Academy. So here's the thing. We're wrapping up cohort one of the Group Coaching Academy. This is a small cohort of students who are on a mission to gain 100,000 subscribers on YouTube in a year. You know, when I first started growing on YouTube, it was to sort of take control of my acting career. It's one of the greatest things I have ever done for myself is start building a brand online. And one realizes the power of it because YouTube is the greatest lead generation machine in the world. And every company, every business, every startup, every, you know, software engineer, you would benefit from having a strong digital presence. Now for me, when I finally started taking YouTube seriously and I set an ambition for myself, I personally had set the goal of getting to 100,000 subscribers in a year. And I pulled it off. I went from 6,000 to 180,000 subscribers in my first big year on YouTube. And a lot of that was intention. And in this academy, I basically bottle up all of the principles, not just about getting views, but also monetization, building a business backend, the mindset and the habits and the techniques of YouTube, all packaged into this like very, very robust course. And then a weekly group coaching academy where we meet every week. We cap the academy at 15 students and we vet for them aggressively. Listen, every time I do one of these ad reads for the coaching academy, I get like 200, 300 applications of people who want to join. We genuinely turn people away and vet it down to 15 people who we think are actually like very, very committed to growing. So if that sounds like you, right? And taking YouTube seriously, learning how YouTube works, learning how a good business backend on YouTube works, how to learn the principles of success so that your YouTube videos have a lot of authenticity, a lot of emotional connection, a lot of authority and analysis in the scripts that you write, so that the thumbnails are excellent, so that the video is delivered with a 3-act structure, a storytelling arc, all these ideas, like hundreds of tiny micro adjustments that your channel would need to start getting rapidly good views. If you think you're someone who would be willing to put in the work to grow, to build your personal brand, there's an application form in the description box. You can apply for the academy. We can get on a call and see if you're a good fit for the program. Some of my students who have overperformed, really put in the work, have genuinely gotten hundreds of thousands of views on their very first video inside the academy. Anyway, that's the plug for this video. On with the rest of it. Principle number three, get to 80% and then stop. This is an idea that I really believe in, although it might sound a little bit unexpected coming from someone like me. And it's a philosophy I practice all the time. You should get to 80%, maybe 90% at most, of the work you're trying to do, and then just stop. Just put the brakes on and stop. I've often found that when I get to 80 or 90%, for instance, if I'm making a YouTube video and I'm working on the edit to make the video better and better, increase the storytelling, getting it to 80% of its potential is a pretty straightforward process. Maybe 90% if I put in a couple of extra hours and try to like tighten up the edit, but making the video absolutely what it's supposed to be is a very strenuous process. Like squeezing out that last 10 or 20% is like way more taxing than the first 80%. So then I decided I just should just stop at the 80%. There comes a point where the video is decent, it's good enough, and I'll stop there. And I'll do this with everything. You know, if I'm like deadlifting and my absolute max that day is like 365 or 375, I will just do volume sets at 355 and get in a good stimulus, a good pump, and then just leave it there. That way my central nervous system isn't completely wrecked. I still like got some stimulus and some strain in, but I'm not so broken down by the edit or the workout that I can't come back and work well again the next day. Every day I can wake up fresh and just do a good amount of work each day. And this way the overall volume of work I'm able to do is so much higher because I'm not overtaxing myself on any given day. For instance, with deep work, I only do 3 hours of deep work a day. It's not that crazy of an amount of work. Sure, the rest of the day might have a B-roll shoot, photography, or meetings, but really the hardest intellectual work, it only takes 3 hours a day. I could probably stretch this. I could probably do like 6 hours of deep work a day if I really wanted to push myself on any given day. This is how I lived my life in college, but I know I would have a hard time sticking with it and I would get miserable. Like I would start getting very bored. Doing that much deep work is actually very, very taxing. So I just do a decent amount, like 3 hours. It's still an act of discipline. It still has enormous effects on my business. So few people are doing any deep work on any day. Someone who actually does 3 hours a day is actually doing pretty decent, but I don't push past that. Firhas Zahabi, who is a Canadian MMA trainer, he trained George St. Pierre. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and in a clip, he talked about this training style that's very similar to this, and I really resonate with it. He never lets his fighters get sore. And Joe Rogan's like, well, if you're not getting sore, your muscles aren't growing.
You know, I'm a big believer in never being sore. You should train, and the next day you should wake up feeling good. Okay, now why?
How's that possible?
And he said, you know, they come back fresh every day. So overall, they're able to do more volume because you don't over fatigue and then have to take a day off. Now, you might not agree with this as a training principle. I'm not sure I do either because I do let myself get somewhat sore when I train a body part. But I think it is a very useful concept for life's work. Get to 80%, get to 90%, and then just chill out so you can refresh. And the final principle is this. Do the highlight of the day every day and let nothing stop you from completing the highlight of the day. The highlight of the day is a concept from the book Make Time, and it's all about getting one thing done every single day. For me, this has been a game-changing time management principle. Just pick one thing, like one thing that you can do in like a reasonable amount of time. So if you have a really, really big task, break it down so it's a mini task that you can complete in 3 or 4 hours at most, right? Sometimes the highlight of the day should only take like 40 minutes, but have just one thing that you need to do that day. Make it a one thing kind of day. You can do other tasks, but know that the day hasn't really been won until you've done the highlight of the day. And if you got the highlight of the day done at like 8 a.m., you've actually won the day. I will say though, in the 100 days of momentum that I've started and like trying to make 100 days, the 100 best days of my life, I've found that as soon as I establish what the highlight of the day is and I start to work towards it, it's almost as if the universe starts putting obstacles in my way to stop me from doing it. Like the universe is like, hey, why do the highlight of the day when you can do this other also useful, like pretty good task? It's like not the most important task, but it's a pretty good one. Why don't you do that one instead? Like invariably, like without a doubt, I get like tens of obstacles. For instance, I might schedule out a block of time to get that highlight of the day done. And then a client of mine, a very high ticket, important client, wants to book a call with me to talk about something. Or I get a flat tire, so I have to go stop at the service station, you know, to get my car's tire fixed and I lose those 2 hours. Or sometimes I have evening plans and I didn't quite get to it. I've come to realize that these obstacles are just a test. And the test is, are you willing to do what it takes to get that highlight of the day done? Because you know it's a reasonable amount of work. It's not something excessive you have to do, but it's that one thing. And it's so easy. It's always so easy to just put it off to tomorrow. You're like, oh, it's already the end of the day. I should put this off to tomorrow. It's a test from God, honestly, where you say, I will do what I have to. I will pivot if I need to get this highlight of the day done. So what I've started realizing is maybe that means telling my client to like, go fuck off. Like, I don't care. Like, nope, doesn't matter. Highlight of the day. Maybe I made plans to like meet a friend for dinner and I haven't seen this friend in like 3 months, right? The thing didn't get done. Honestly, what I've come to realize is that I should cancel those plans to get the highlight of the day done. Well, sometimes here's what happens. It's an Indian holiday. Every 14 days, there's a new Indian holiday. If you're religious enough, there's a new Indian holiday every week. And my mom sometimes needs me to come over to break a coconut or something. To be fair, I do my best to keep my commitments to my friends and to clients and to my mom and her breaking of coconuts. I do my absolute best for that. But what I've come to realize is that it cannot come at the expense of my purpose. And sometimes that makes me seem like an asshole, but I would rather make sure I hit and move the needle with my purpose that day. And maybe I missed a meeting or missed some like hangout. I don't want my life essentially to be a bunch of useless hangouts where we have the same conversation over and over again. I would rather make sure that I move the fucking needle that day. And then everything else in my life can just work around that. Like I can move the client meeting and take it at another time. It actually will be fine. And my friend, like he's probably free the next day for lunch instead of like the original plans we had made. And my mom, dare I say, my mom can wait for the coconut to be broken. Because ultimately what will lead to the most amount of fulfillment and honestly help me be a better friend, a better son, a better companion is living up to my purpose first. Like choosing that first, being a little bit selfish with it, honestly. And then being the kind of person I want to be, where I can be there for people in the most meaningful ways possible. And I will say, if you stick to these four ideas, set the same day every single day. Like if your life starts to feel boring, let it be a robot. Enter robot mode. Be like, beep pop, beep pop. I am an android and I will fucking do this thing today. Stop at 80 or 90% and always, always make sure to complete the highlight of the day. If you do these four things, I can promise you, they'll probably be an amazing 100 days of your life. If you're new to the channel, my name is Nick Hill. This channel is a combination of personal development videos for creatives, lifestyle challenges, and comedy sketches. If that's something that appeals to you, consider subscribing to the channel. We do our best to only put out like intentional, high quality pieces of work like this one. If you'd like to connect with me further, you can find me on Instagram. I put up stories, reels, and carousel posts related to productivity and cinematography. So if you want to find me on there, you can. But with that being said, for those of us who move with intention and complete that highlight of the day, to us I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you guys next time.